Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's still just you and me. I want to talk to you a little bit more about my anniversary. It's the 20th anniversary of my small business. Now, as I told you earlier in the hour, it started out as Jim Blasingame and Associates Business Consultants. And in 97, I converted it over to Small Business Network, Inc., which is my media company that we operate all this out of. And but I was telling you in the previous segment, I was talking about not knowing all the answers. And how, you know, in some ways it's good that you don't have all the answers, because see, if you had all the answers, then you'd be constrained by those parameters. You know, other people have answers. There are answers you can get, but they might not be the right answers. They might not be the right answers for you. And so, which brings up a good point about seeking advice. I recommend that you seek advice. I sought advice. I asked other people what I should do. I got their opinions on certain things. And there are certain, and what I did was I took all of those opinions, all those answers, all that wisdom. I took all of that and I took it all into consideration. And some of it altered the way I thought. Some of it caused me to make adjustments in my plans, in my behavior. But ultimately, I never was completely at ease with where I was going, because the things that I was told by people who gave me advice didn't completely answer all my questions. I had my own opinion about things. I believed that I knew certain things too, and mostly I knew about me. And I knew about what I wanted to accomplish. I knew the angle that I wanted to direct my business in, the direction I wanted to go in. And so I didn't follow the advice of everybody the advice I received from all these people, many of them very smart people, many of them people who'd already been where I was. I don't want you to follow my advice. I want you to do what I did. I want you to listen to people like me who've been around for a long time. I want you to listen to what I say. I want you to listen to what others say. And I want you to include that in your decision-making process. But I want you to make your own decisions like I did. I didn't do what other people said. I took their advice. I included it in my decision-making process, and then I made my own decision the way I thought it was best for me, because I was the one who was going to have to execute it. I was the one that was going to have to pull it off. And so that's another piece of advice I'm giving you. You should take this advice, and that's not to wait for other people to give you all the answers. Don't expect them to have all the answers. Expect them to have some wisdom, some background, some experiences. They will tell you some things that they've already done, that they've already paid for, and some of those will be valuable, and you can avoid those mistakes. I recommend that. But ultimately, when you pull the trigger, when you start your business, when you take the next step, when you go to the next level, when you hire the first employee, you know, all those things, whether you start a business or not, that's going to be your decision. And if you're having a hard time making that decision, then it's not the right time. That's one way to find out when it's time. If you're having a hard time making the decision to take the next step, then it's not the right time. That cake isn't baked yet. Because in your mind, you've got to know, you've got to have the, You've got to know, you may not have all the answers, and you won't have all the answers. You will never have all the answers. If you wait till you have all the answers, you will have waited too long to take the next step. But even without all the answers, if you don't have a burning desire inside of you to take the next step, even without knowing all the things you know, if you don't have that burning desire, it's not time to take the next step. You want to do it. And in fact, you want, there's a balance. There's an uneasy balance between what you know and how badly you want to do something. And you hold off till you can get as many answers as you can. And finally, when you take the next step, will be when you just can't wait any longer. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got a few more thoughts on, when we come back, I want to talk about doing business with other people. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.